we're going to jump into Fit It Happier now. Did you know that alcohol is the most widely used drug in Australia? It's a drug that has been normalised into our everyday lives and has become somewhat intertwined into Aussie culture. Joining us this morning to discuss the ongoing challenge of tackling alcohol issues is in WA, is Julia Stafford, Cancer Council WA Alcohol Program Manager. Welcome, Julia, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. Now, Julia, I know you're super passionate about improving health and well-being. Can you tell us a bit more about your work and how you found yourself here?
Yeah, sure. Well, I get to work with a lot of great people and organisations to try and reduce the impacts of alcohol on the community. So I work in a team at Cancer Council WA where we're really passionate about preventing cancer. And not a lot of people know that alcohol can cause cancer in at least 7 sites of the body. So that includes breast and bowel cancer. So we think that the community has a right to good information that can support their health. So we work on education campaigns to help connect people with that important information. And there's also a lot that governments and others can do to reduce the harm from alcohol. So part of our role is to make sure that the people in government are aware of that best evidence available to help them reduce the impacts of alcohol on the community.
Super important. And I know, as I mentioned at the start, alcohol is a drug that's normalised, I think particularly in Australian culture, but in our everyday lives across the globe. Is alcohol more harmful than people actually realise?
I think you're right. Yeah, I think far from the picture that's often presented in a lot of advertising for alcohol products and brands, alcohol does cause significant harm to individuals and their families and communities. Some of those harms can be immediate and some of them are only seen later down the track. One of the areas that I think is really interesting is how alcohol can impact on our mood and mental health. So alcohol is a depressant drug and it can contribute to anxiety and stress. And it can also reduce the quality of your sleep. And obviously sleep is so critical to positive mental health and well-being. And then there are the other kinds of harms like injuries. Alcohol does contribute to a lot of injuries from falls and road crashes and violence. So a lot of those harms and impacts of alcohol can be seen in our hospitals, from our ambulance services, our police see them. And so those harms can really cost the community a lot of money as well as a lot of concern.
Yeah, we do forget about the economic costs sometimes. And like you mentioned, there are some harmful ramifications. I think age might also be included in that as well. The legal age for buying alcohol in Australia is 18. Why does age matter when it comes to alcohol use?
Yeah, age matters because a teenager's brain and body is still developing. So that means that young people are often more vulnerable than others to some of the effects of alcohol. Unfortunately, alcohol can cause damage to the developing brain. So that damage can be irreparable and it can lead to problems like in memory, planning and organisation and impulse control and mood regulation. So some of those really important brain functions, alcohol can have an impact on, particularly for people who may drink regularly at a young age. It does increase their risk of having some of those problems and increase their risk of problems with alcohol into adulthood.
Sure. You're on the record with Danielle Raphael. I'm here chatting with Julia Stafford from the Cancer Council WA. She's the Alcohol Program Manager. We're talking about the impact of alcohol specifically in Australia. What are some of the benefits of perhaps reducing the amount we drink? I know we do get a lot of confusing messaging, particularly in mainstream media, that alcohol, you know, in small quantities can be good. But what are some of the benefits of reducing how much we do drink?
Yeah, for people who drink alcohol, there can be a whole range of potential benefits that come with a life with less alcohol. So people often report sleeping better. They often say that they are more able to save money to put towards things that are perhaps more meaningful to them. Reducing how much you drink can be an opportunity to invest in your mental health. It could give you more energy so that you can get more out of your day and do things that maybe you didn't have time for because you were a bit low on energy. And often it can help if we're not focused on drinking, then we might find new and different ways to spend time with friends and family. So you might just find new things that you enjoy doing that aren't focused on drinking.
Yeah, super important that we are, you know, finding other hobbies outside of something that has become the Australian hobby, I would argue. Are there any good news stories when it comes to trends in how people are using alcohol?
Yeah, I think there are some good news stories. I think one of them is that more people seem to be recognising the benefits of cutting down or taking a break from alcohol. It seems to be a lot more openly discussed these days. So, you know, there's opportunities online to share personal stories of taking a break from alcohol, you know, using social media and different blog sites. So as that becomes more normal and accepted, I think people feel more supported, and it does help to create a cultural shift. And I think a lot of that, the evidence suggests that a lot of that shift is happening within young people. So young people are really leading that trend in reducing drinking. And, you know, in Australia and many other countries like Australia, young people have reduced how much they're drinking. So I think that is a good news story, but we have quite a long way to go.
And you mentioned before the reasons why adults might drink alcohol in excess or just generally day to day. And there are lots of factors that would influence this. How can people navigate these factors to keep themselves healthy and avoid those risks that we spoke about?
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that influence what and how much we drink. One of them is advertising of alcohol. It does influence people's attitudes towards alcohol and when and how they drink. And obviously, advertising for alcohol products and the retailers that sell alcohol, it's only going to show a very positive view. It's never going to show the full story about the harms. So we encourage people to take a critical view of that advertising and try and recognise some of those marketing strategies that the industry is using to encourage you to buy more of their products. Because once you notice it becomes really obvious. And it's good to be aware of how we're being advertised to, and perhaps make complaints about advertising that you don't feel are right and acceptable.
Go on, Julia.
I just wanted to note that it's another thing that people can do to help keep themselves healthy is to keep the low-risk drinking guidelines in mind. So the updated guidelines are to drink no more than 10 standard drinks a week and no more than 4 drinks on any day. That will reduce your risk of alcohol-related disease and injury.
Good metric to go by. Just finally, Julia, before we let you go, for people who do have concerns about alcohol use, what can they do?
There's lots of support available if you wanted some help with your own alcohol use or perhaps for somebody you care about. A great resource is the Alcohol Think Again website. It has online tools and tips to reduce your drinking and some links to phone line and chat services. And one of those phone lines is called Here For You. It's a confidential phone support line for anyone concerned about their own or another person's alcohol or drug use or mental health issues.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Julia. I really appreciate your time today on The Record.
Thanks, Danielle.